Welcome to the Vehicle City Sound Music Podcast. This is our Michigan Monday edition. This is volume 2026, episode number 3, our drop date Monday, April 20th, 2026. I am your host, C. Willie, joined again this week by the lovely and talented
Quarter Peep. And guess who we have in the house today? Woo-hoo!
This looks to me like Quinlan Mauer.
I think it is.
That can't be true.
It is. And we welcome you, gentlemen. We've got a couple of the members of the band here with us today. Brandon joining us. How are you, Brandon?
Good. How are you guys doing?
Super. And this gentleman says he is the shortest musician in Michigan, the Colonel. Donnie, woo! How are you, sir?
For being 2'11", life is good.
You know what? Those platform shoes that you ordered are on the way, so we'll
thanks
have those
so
to you shortly. Absolutely.
It. You missed my birthday, so it's the least you can do.
Well, it's the consolation prize.
It'll do.
And then after the shortest member of the band, we've got Tall Paul. So, hey, how are you, sir?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing fantastic. Guys, we're really happy to have you joining us on this Michigan Monday. For folks that are just learning about Quinlan Mauer for the first time, it's really a rock, funk, Americana sound that you guys have. But the thing that has impressed both Quarter Peep and I in listening to you and folks, they're all over YouTube. Go check them out. There is a lot of music in this band. You guys, there's a big sound. Tell us a little bit about your sound. And look, it looks like we're being joined by Matt as well.
He was waiting for like Sonic. He didn't want to introduce himself, but
his grand entrance.
Yeah.
Just a little
behind this curtain.
There he is. Hey! Matt Wilson joins us too. How are you, Matt?
Good. Can you hear me?
So good.
I think he's there. There he is. Now we've got him. All right. So Donnie, tell us a little bit about what you think the sound and kind of how you guys got together.
Yeah, totally. Do you want me to take this one, guys?
Please do.
Okay, sweet. So, Matt put the band together. We were playing. His partner, Andy, was nice enough to let the band form in what we call the She Shed, which is a garage in the back of Matt and Angie's house. And I think all of the city of Ferndale got to hear our band more than they would have liked while we were forming as we practiced in the garage. But Matt put the band together one at a time. First, he invited Brandon in and they started playing in the garage. And then they invited me in and then Paul and then Chase. And we kind of formed one at a time. And with each of us, I wonder actually if the recruiting was a little different. But in my mind, I've loved jam band music my whole life. I've always wanted to be in a jam band. And Matt posted on a musicians forum for Detroit musicians. And I saw it, and he just mentioned all these jam bands that I loved and said, hey, does anybody want to jam and be in this band? And I couldn't say no, with all the influences that I loved. And so I think we all kind of just took a leap of faith and showed up at this guy's house that we'd never known or like didn't really know anybody who knew him. And we all stayed. It was pretty cool how we each just kind of showed up and just it became a band. Brandon, Paul, I don't know if you guys had different experiences, but
yeah, I mean, I was the first the first Mauron, I guess, in the band with Matt as he created an anonymous post on on a Facebook group for Michigan Musicians Wanted. And I was also in a band, so I was kind of hesitant, like, I have to comment on it. That's the only way to get in touch. But like Johnny said, the description was so, in tune with what I was looking for that I just jumped on it. And pretty soon after we got together, the rest of the band followed, and we've been jamming for almost 2 years ever since.
It was for me, I've jammed with a lot of people and they're all awesome. But just playing with Matt and Brandon that first time, I think of like their voices, Brandon's voice is first and foremost his voice and Matt's voice is his guitar. And I was just so impressed. I was like, oh my God, this is, it was very beautiful and moving to me. And it kind of blew my expectations away. And I was in.
Well, and I like that description, the voices, whether that be the voice on the microphone or the voice through the instrument. And I guess that's what we've really heard is the level of talent of the musicians that make up this band is just amazing. Congratulations on pulling everybody together like this. Does it feel like you have all hit the groove?
I think, you know, part of the jam band ethos is that it's never done. You're never there. You're always saying yes to things and taking on new challenges and trying to play, you know, songs in different styles and cover bands, you know, in different ways. And I think, I'm sure many artists have said this. I know Dylan said this, like, as an artist, you never want to get to a place where you're holding a dog and, oh never mind.
I don't hold him. He won't shut up.
So. He has artistic thoughts. You know, you never really want to get to a place where you feel like you arrived at the thing.
Yeah.
Rather than you're always kind of reaching for it. So I think for me, at least in my take, the noticing of the progression is kind of a bit more retroactive, where, you know, we record pretty much everything that we play, which is definitely takes a leap of faith as a singer and songwriter to be like, oh, okay, well, that's going out there. And to hear the progression over time, it's pretty mind blowing. Like, I'm so proud of how much more. Matt has a saying when we're playing really well, he says it feels like the music is playing us. And I feel like that really resonates, like just getting ourselves out of the way and just letting whatever it's going to be. Wow. I'm really impressed by how we seem to be doing that more and more and more. And I just can't wait, you know, to listen back to one of our shows in 5 years, 10 years from now and be like, oh my God, they were really ripping then, but wait until you hear 2037 Quinlan Mauer.
I found Paul on an app for musicians, but it's the first band that I've been in, and I've been in a lot over the years where I feel like I got to say what I'm looking for and take it or leave it. And I was lucky that, you know, everyone that responded was on the same page. And I think that's the biggest thing I'll take credit for. Cause after that, then it was just kind of like, you know, roll the ball out and let the team play kind of thing. You know, sometimes you meet people in music who like have that gift of writing songs, and I've met a few, and, but Johnny, I think, just wakes up with songs and they come out, and he's, you know, the hard thing about that probably for a lot of people is figuring out a way to capture it and record it and then give it to other people and have them understand what it is that you want or you know, where things are going to go. And that just from the start, he was, you know, I got this song. And I have a feeling he's got a lot of songs that we haven't even heard yet, or he may not even know that he has.
Yeah.
He's got a direct link with the muse, it seems. So,
scroll here.
When that scroll came up, I saw Tall Paul go, "What?"
I have my own scroll.
I do.
Well, this is a fun one. We really enjoyed this one. Let's listen to "Going to the Beach." This is Quinlan Mauer. Yeah.
Woohoo! Hopefully we'll all be there soon.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt. That is Quinlan Mowers going to the beach. And I know for anybody that's watching this on YouTube, you know Quarter Peep just got her groove on for that whole song. So we appreciate that, guys. Wonderful, wonderful tune.
All right. Real quick, I heard some things that I think you were doing in that song. Can you explain your influences in this song?
I think that just kind of like a little bit of funk. I mean, yeah. It seems like funk is really kind of just been kind of making its rounds a little bit. I mean, there's a band that I've been following a little bit lately that you guys might have heard of, like High Fade. Like, I'm huge, yeah. huge fans yeah. of those guys. So I think I've been listening to them a lot. I'm like nowhere near compared to what they can do, you know, but I've been definitely on a funk rotation lately and kind of just there's one part that actually I kind of stole from Matt a little bit from one of his other songs. So I just been kind of rolling with it, I guess.
Well, we absolutely love it. Fantastic tune. We are going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to have Tall Paul give us the lowdown on what the creative process is for Quinlan Mower. We'll be back after this note. The D, the Motor City, Motown. It's known by these and many other names, but no matter what you call it, the spirit of Detroit is legendary. Detroit has many traditions, from Bob Lowe Island, Farmer Jack, and the Detroit Coney, to iconic automotive brands like Dodge, Jeep, and Mopar. At Detroit Shirt Company, we're celebrating America's comeback city with apparel and accessories. We offer a full line of t-shirts, hoodies, sweatshirts, jackets, hats, and other Detroit and Michigan apparel, as well as drinkware, coasters, stickers, and other merchandise. Whether you grew up here or you're a Motor City transplant, you'll find we have something for everyone at Detroit Shirt Company. Are you ready to show your local pride? www.detroitshirt.com. Welcome back to the Vehicle City Sound Michigan Monday Music Podcast. We are so pleased to have you here, and we are here with many of the members of the band Quinlan Mower. And before the break, we got to hear Going to the Beach, which is just a phenomenal funk, fun song. Uh-oh, and we're hearing from Tall Paul's puppy.
That's the assistant. You can bring him on in. That's okay.
If I don't hold him, he won't shut up.
Hey, that's quite all right. We completely understand that. Our puppy Trixie is at Quarter Peep's feet right now, I guarantee it. Paul, what does it look like when you guys are putting the music together? What's the creative process look like for Quinlan Mower?
Yeah, much like Matt said, it's the songwriters. There's Johnny's a great songwriter. I mean, that was my official original draw to the band, other than, you know, the style and everything, and that we all played well together. But as a drummer, I'm always seeking, like, good songwriters to back up, you know. That's my voice. That's my contribution, I guess. So really just strong songwriters from both Johnny and Brandon and Matt. Matt also writes songs. It's pretty much just the drummers. We just kind of follow along.
But here's what it's going to sound like. Do it.
Yeah. I just, you know, ask for, you know, pretty much whatever I want to play to it, you know. But generally, it's pretty much whatever we all want to play to it. It really just, somebody brings a song to the table and says, like, here it is. Here's the structure. And then we just play it. And generally, 9 out of 10 times, we pretty much nail it. Like, the first time is almost the best time we've ever played it. You know, unfortunately, you know, so we started recording all the practices because, unfortunately, the first time doesn't always get recorded. But a lot of times you go back and listen and it's like pure magic, you know, like from the get.
That's interesting.
The more we practice it until we nail it right again.
Well, it's interesting to hear you say that a lot of times that first go around is really what does it, because we've heard folks that say, hey, you know, I've had a song on the shelf for 10 years and then I'll come back to it and play it. You guys have only been together a couple of years. Is it the sort of thing that the chemistry is such with you that, okay, hey, we are going to throw this out here, and yeah, this is going to be a hit for us right away?
Kind of, yeah. I mean, it's a hit for us for sure.
Sure.
Whether we can pass it off to hordes of people and they'll think the same, you know, that is yet to be proven. But to us, yeah, I don't think there's any songs that we've thrown out. Like, I've been in other bands where it's just like somebody just ends up hating something about the song, mm-hmm. and it just goes away for forever, you know, never to be seen again. And if it wasn't recorded, it's literally forgotten, you know.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
we don't really do that. I don't think there's any songs that have been shelved or forgotten or anything like that. There's just more songs that are yet to be discovered.
Well, a true attribution of the talent that you guys have assembled. Congratulations, Matt. Again, we will give you credit for this. Hey, if it's a Facebook post, that's fine, you know?
Oh, I heard it was an app. There was an app for you, though, right?
Yeah, Matt and I met on bandmix.com, which is just a website or whatever for musicians. And it was a 3-year love affair, you know, where it was like, because, you know, Bandmix is something that I check even less than like the thing I check the least, you know. So like, I would check it once every 6 months or so. And once, so he sent me a message. And I responded 6 months later, and then he responded 6 months later, and then I responded 6 months later, until we got together, like 3 years later. So it was like this long, drawn out, like, it was like 6 messages over 3 years. And then finally, you know, I had been in another band, and then I wasn't in that band anymore, and I've always wanted to be in a jam band. You know, we're all big jam fans. And I don't know, to me, a lot of jam band musicians can be kind of pretentious, because you've got to be pretty damn good to play that style of music, right? So
no doubt.
Growing up, the kids that I knew that were into that music were just like the cool kids, and they were like impenetrable. Like, there's no way I was going to play with them. So I had to like find my way there eventually. So we found this group of guys that I feel like, maybe feel the same way as
trying
I do.
To get
I don't other- know. Like, just couldn't like poke their way into a jam band until now, you know. But I've been in plenty of other bands,
yeah,
other styles of music. But that's the underlying love is that you want to play that music or whatever style it is, you know.
Well, very cool that this group has come together the way it has, and all like-minded, all looking for the same goal. And I think, again, that plays out in the quality of the music. There's no question about that.
So that riff was kind of a thing that I've always like had. And again, I've tried to get other bands to play it, but like, it just never sounded right. And then we forget about it and never come back to it. And so I brought that to the guys, and I really clue where it was going to go lyrically. And that was what was fun about writing this one, is that, you know, I showed them the riff, and then the rest of it, everybody kind of added their own elements to it. And it sounds like the way I imagined it would sound and had dreamed it would sound. But at the same time, it was like a discovery process that was unforgettable.
Well, and I think it truly encompasses the jam band concept with everything in this song, too, which is very cool what you guys have accomplished.
Now,
let's give this one a listen. Oh, wait.
Real quick. Now, Brandon, you were going to say something about it. I would like to hear your perspective on it.
Oh, I was just going to say the same thing. Matt kind of brought a riff, but then it was cool. Like, Johnny kind of came up with some lyrics, and then I added some. So it was really like all five of us just added our own flavor in a way. And it's a fun, and as Johnny mentioned earlier, Angie is Matt's partner. So she always loves hearing us play it too. So it's always a fun one to play out.
That's where we get Angie. All right.
Angie's place is the she shed.
All right. Okay. Now we know the full story. Let's hear the song, EHX Funk. Quinlan Mowers, Angie's Place. That's the EHX Funk. And I don't know how you could do anything but have fun at Angie's Place. Guys, I got to tell you, it's kind of cool. I you know, we go through these shows, we do these things, and I take notes, some of the things that I see during the shows and things I don't want to forget and that sort of thing, because I'm old and I have no brain left anymore. But it's cool, particularly with what you guys have described and what you guys are doing, to see that during that song, there was a time everybody on this screen was completely lost in the music. They were completely in the music. And I, the expressions on everybody's face as I was, I'm taking there and looking, and me too. I'm kind of, God, I wish I could play like that. And just listening to what you guys are producing, I got to believe with a live show that you're doing, that your crowds are much the same. Is that the case?
Yeah. We've gotten feedback in the past that it just feels like, kind of like what Matt said, not from the audience perspective that the music's playing them, but it just feels like a train that's just rolling. And
yeah.
There's one kind of thing that we do, if you catch it in the song, where we're kind of overlaying some, you know, 10/4 beats with some more standard 4/4 beats. So it really gets like this swirling effect in your head, and we've definitely caught some people off guard playing out a couple of times, you know.
Well, you guys are absolutely nailing it, and we know that there are a number of folks that are going to want to know where to find you. So where do we find you if we want to know where you're going to be playing, how we follow you, what's the situation with that?
I can give a quick rundown if the,
please do.
All right, so the central online hub, QuinlanMauer.com. It's a great website. Tall Paul built it, and that has links to everything. We're also very active on Instagram and Facebook, so please follow us there. All of the music that you've heard in this episode and more is on Spotify, Apple Music, Tidal, Deezer, Bandcamp, any digital streaming service. Just look up Quinlan Mauer, Quinlan space Mauer. And then also we have a ton of content on YouTube. YouTube is like our archive. Like every song that we've ever played, and maybe some that we didn't even play, are just on there. And
some unreleased songs on there too.
Yeah.
And some cool live versions of the ones we heard tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And then, you know, you gotta experience Quinlan Mauer live. So our next shows, as of April 20th, we're playing the Corktown Music Festival in Detroit on Friday, April 24th. That's going to be amazing, right in Corktown in Detroit. And then we're returning on June 3rd to the venue we've played the most, Octopus's Beer Garden in Mount Clemens, Michigan, where we play on a boat overlooking a beer garden. We played about this date last year, and it was like the first warm day of the year. People were giving Brandon and I requests to sing happy birthday to people. It was at a certain, we played three sets halfway through the third set. I just like looked over to Brandon in the middle of the song. I was like, this is the best night of my life. He's like, that all plays the vibe. And then we're going on kind of a Michigan mini tour in August. We're going to be back at Octopus's Beer Garden. We're going to be at River's Edge Brewery in Milford for Milford Memories. We're going to be playing at the Grand Haven Walk the Beat Festival in downtown Grand Haven on August 8th.
Ooh.
And then we'll also be playing the St. Clair Shores Porch Concert Series on August 29th. And more. So just follow us. Let's be friends.
All right.
Yeah. And we're trying to fill up more, you know.
Yeah.
Well, and I'm going to make a promise right now. One of those August shows, we are going to show up and give you guys a really hard time.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Hey, we have one more queued up. This is Head Over Heels. Give us a little bit of backstory on this one.
I can take this one.
I don't know if Johnny would love me, but I'm pointing to you, Johnny, on my
okay, gotcha. this is a lot of the songs I write are written while walking my dogs, where I'll just be like walking my dogs and just like an idea will come. That's actually how going to the beach started too. Head Over Heels. So we started playing together in October 2024. And so it was, you know, real fall Michigan vibes, nice colors. And I was just walking the dogs and there was like a, you know, nice autumn breeze and cool colors. And I, you know, and I don't think we had a band name yet. But I was like, well, what would like an autumn, what would like this new band's like autumn song be? Like, what would their like, oh, this is their fall song be? And it was just such a surreal moment. Like I was like walking the dogs and it just like this song was delivered. Like all the lyrics, all the music, it was just there. And then one of our dogs pooped. But luckily, by the time like I picked it up and it was still just there and I grabbed my phone and just sang the whole thing into voice memos. So I had like the poop bag in one hand and then the phone with voice memos in the other. And it's, yeah, it just happened. And I especially got a shout out this. I think everybody in the band is such an amazing player. I think Matt is just such a beautifully expressive guitar player. And I feel like when I hear, when we played this song for the first time, I kind of like understood Matt. I kind of like saw him in a new way. And so I really love that the studio recording of this kind of shows off Matt's voice a lot as well.
Super.
Let's give this also, a listen.
Oh, go ahead.
Real quick, I was going to say, the day he brought this song to band practice, I had been playing some 80s playlist, like playing along, just whatever. And I wanted to, I was like, oh my God, we should play Take On Me by Aha. You know, and like jam it out. What a great song to jam out. And so that didn't happen. But he was, I was like, oh, I like love the drum beat for it. It's got this cool like thing going on. And he was like, well, take the drum beat and play it on something else. So that's the drum beat for Head Over Heels.
All right. All right.
It was so
really inspired by.
And it was just because we didn't like name some of the songs. So we'd be like playing a show and I'd be like, let's do Head Over Heels. And Paul would look at me like this, and be like, take on me. And he'd just start like,
now I know.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I got it now.
Yeah. All right.
Well, let's give this one a listen. This is Head Over Heels from Quinlan Mauer.
Head over heels.
Yes. That is Head Over Heels from Quinlan Mauer. Gentlemen, you guys can play. That is some amazing music.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thanks so much for having us. This is awesome.
Well, I'll tell you what. I've had the pleasure of saying this a few times when we've been doing this show over the past couple of years. But this was one of the most fun times I know I can speak for Quarterbeat. We've had from behind the mic. You guys are fantastic. What a great personality the band has collectively. And the sound is absolutely amazing. Cannot wait to hear you guys live.
Thank you.
Awesome. Can't wait to see you there.
Hey, we're going to have some fun. Quarter Peep, we just are wrapping up our third version of Michigan Monday. Who do we have for number four?
Number four, we have Rabbit Fur.
All right, that's going to be a fun one as well. Gentlemen, from Quinlan Mauer, thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Thank you so much for having us.
Yeah, thank you. Hope to see you out there.
We will. That is a wrap on tonight's show. Folks, if you know more bands like Quinlan Mauer from Michigan that you want us to have on this feature, please drop us a line, vehiclecitysound@gmail.com. If you want to know where we're going to be, what we're going to do, when we're going to go see Quinlan Mauer, check us out at vehiclecitysound.com. That is the website. You can find out our schedules and everything we've got going on there. And folks, thanks again for joining us tonight. And hey, everybody, do good things.